The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Uh-oh. Hey, Albin.
Yes, sir.
You know what time it is?
I do know what time it is.
It's that time of the week where we do a segment we like to call Ask Metaxas. I'm going to play the role of Metaxas. You ask the questions. These are questions that you, the listener or viewer on Rumble, that you have sent us. And I'm going to do my best to answer them. So, Albin, let's just say go.
Okay, from Las Vegas, it's Eric. Okay, question number one, shoes, why brown?
Why do I wear brown shoes?
Yeah.
Is that the question?
Looks like it.
That's the question?
That's
why brown shoes?
Yep.
That's an outrage. I'm offended. Why brown shoes? How dare you, sir or madam? No, okay, I'm not really offended. I was just pretending to be offended. Why brown shoes? I think there are questions that have no answer. Black shoes, you know, normally I'm wearing jeans or something. So I think black shoes would be ugly. Blue shoes, I don't really have blue suede shoes. Red shoes are hard to get. Green shoes are even tougher to get, really bright green shoes. Golden shoes look a little weird. I don't have an answer to that question. Why brown? I really don't know what other color shoes I might be expected to wear. So I'm just, can I say pass?
Okay. Just wear slippers. Question number two, are Eric and John Zmirak the only two Ivy League intellectual writers that from the right that are defending us from the radical left?
Well, gosh, yeah, John Zmirak and I were both at Yale around the same time. And I guess the answer is, I don't think so. I think there are lots of people out there. You may not know who they are. For example, Naomi Wolf. Now, she doesn't describe herself as being on the right. But the point is that, you know, it's not so much about being on the right as it's being right, as being correct and caring about what's important, about human beings, about truth, about freedom. And so I would put Naomi Wolf in that category. And I know there are many others, but I'm flattered that this person who's writing thinks that John Zmirak and I, first of all, that we're intellectuals and that we are doing anything along such lines. So thank you.
Okay, next question. Thoughts on Elon Musk withdrawing his offer for Twitter?
From Twitter? Actually, no. I don't have many thoughts on that. Elon Musk is basically a good dude. And I think he's, you know, he's kind of like Donald Trump in the sense that he's not going to tell you what he's thinking. And so I think we should just, you know, see what happens. But I trust his instincts. And I think that he knows what he's doing, and we shall see.
Yeah, we should trust a billionaire who's made billions to maybe make the right decision here. What's the update on Socrates in the City? Are you planning on having any more this fall?
Yes, I mentioned that in hour one today, but the person who wrote this question wouldn't know that. We are we just posted the Charlie Duke video. We just posted the video from before that with Stephen Meyer. And we have new events in the fall, September 27th, Andrew Klavan, David Berlinski, I think November 1st. It's not official yet. Like, we haven't sent out the registration, but there's a lot to look forward to this fall. And if you're on the Socrates in the City list or on the Eric Metaxas list, you will get information. But we've got, it looks like, four events planned for the fall. So very excited. Stay tuned.
Yeah, SocratesInTheCity.com. Check it out. Okay, who has been your favorite guest so far this year?
That's a tough one. I don't know, Albin. Who, you know, we've had all kinds. We have such a smorgasbord of guests. I always want to go with my friend, Pat Boone, because when I talk to him about, you know, he met the Queen of England, he golfed with Frank Sinatra. You know, these celebrity anecdotes, that for me is always fun. And Pat is just a profound man of faith, a patriot. So I love Pat. And I think talking to him, if I can't think of anybody else, there are others for sure that I've had a ton of fun with and have loved. But for now, I'll go with Pat Boone.
Yeah, National Treasure comes to mind when I think of him myself. If I only read one of your books, which do you think is the most important one?
Yeah, that's like Sophie's Choice. There's no answer to that. I think that my books are, you know, to say that they're important, I guess let me put it this way. I think the book, If You Can Keep It, which is one of my shortest books, easiest to read, but it really, really, really clearly makes the case for why faith and freedom and America are inextricably intertwined. If I had to pick one that I would say people have to read to really understand some deeply, deeply important things that are, and it's easy to read. It's not like, you know, Bonhoeffer, which is 600 pages or whatever. I would probably say If You Can Keep It. I think If You Can Keep It gets at, unfortunately, extremely important issues that everybody should be aware of. And anyone can read it. I mean, an eighth grader can read it. It's not difficult to read, but the ideas in it are not so well known. And unfortunately, that's the case. So I would say probably If You Can Keep It is, if I had to pick one, that's the most important.
Okay. Too bad you didn't write Sophie's Choice, because you could have said that. Okay. I'm having a son. What do you think I should name him?
A son? Mm-hmm. Adalbert? Is Adalbert a good name? No, I don't know. I don't know. That would be pretty presumptuous. A lot of people are naming their kids, you know, Dietrich, because they were impressed with the life of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. If they read my book, oftentimes I get people say that, you know, we're going to name our kid Dietrich. I don't know that I would name my son Dietrich, but that's an option. So I don't have a good answer for that. Gosh, that's what I want to think about that one. All right.
Okay. Maybe at the end here, coffee or tea?
I hate tea. Ah. Yeah, no, I'm a coffee drinker. I drink very strong coffee every morning, and I typically don't drink it through the day, but I never understood tea. I feel like it's just, if you look at the Christmas special that we did, you know, that the TBN Christmas in New York special, in the character of Dr. Harry Hamilokoulos, I talk about what I think of tea.
Okay. Have you ever been interested in space/NASA? Have you heard of the new pictures coming out of the James Webb Telescope?
Well, the person who asked if I've ever been interested in space and NASA probably didn't see the interview I did on this program with the great Apollo 16 astronaut Charlie Duke. If you go to our Rumble page, you can see, you know, I'm extremely interested in that stuff. And then, of course, the Socrates in the City video, which is out today, of my interview with Charlie Duke. So the answer is yes. Haven't seen much on the James Webb Telescope, but very confused about the fact that there's a Webb telescope and a Hubble telescope. And Webster Hubble was the guy who was involved with the Clintons. Some people say romantically involved with Hillary. I don't understand that, but we'll circle back on that.
Okay. Who do you think would be the best Republican candidate to run in 2024 besides Trump?
That's easy. It would be DeSantis for sure. And I think DeSantis will be president after Trump's second term. I think he's the natural. And I feel I'm very excited about that.
Okay. I hear you're finally shooting a late night TV talk show pilot. When will it be? And how can I get tickets to be in the audience?
Okay, I guess this question was also submitted before I mentioned that earlier, and I will keep mentioning it. It's a good question. We need people to be in the audience. We're very excited. If you sign up to ericmetaxas.com or socratesinthecity.com or any of these things, we will be sending you information. But sign up for ericmetaxas.com for the newsletter. That's actually the most important. Thank you very much. We're out of time. We'll be right back. Is it possible that what's happened to the United States and the world from COVID-19 to 9/11 are part of an ancient mystery? Is it a warning? Does the mystery tell us what is yet to come? Do we have the key to uncover it? New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Cahn takes audiences on an epic journey to uncover this stunning mystery. The Harbinger of Things to Come is available at salemnow.com. I'm just going to repeat salemnow.com and ask the brilliant James to patch this together. Uncover the ancient signs that warn of impending calamity, the harbingers that appeared in the last days of an ancient nation that have now appeared on American soil, the key, the hope, and what you need to know about the future. From Jonathan Cahn comes the explosive motion picture, The Harbingers of Things to Come. If you missed it in theaters, stream it today at salemnow.com. The Harbinger of Things to Come, the one movie you can't afford to miss. Go now to salemnow.com, salemnow.com, or look for the Salem Now mobile app. Remember, again, The Harbinger of Things to Come at salemnow.com. There's a must-see new movie on salemnow.com called Michelle Obama 2024, Her Real Life Story and Plan for Power. Film director Joel Gilbert takes a deep dive into the life of Michelle Obama from Chicago to Princeton to Martha's Vineyard. He says Michelle Obama will run for president in 2024 and base her candidacy on a life story that is more racially divisive and nearly as fictitious as that of her husband, Barack. Check out the stunning new movie on Salem Now, Michelle Obama 2024. Michelle is following the same formula as Barack to become president, a best-selling autobiography, the keynote convention speaker, and a voter registration organization. First Barack and now Michelle Obama want to transform America. Michelle Obama 2024, now playing at salemnow.com. This new movie has stunning, game-changing revelations about Michelle Obama's past. The film director says only the truth can stop her. Michelle Obama 2024, watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD at salemnow.com. Salemnow.com, Michelle Obama 2024, check it out. Portions of the Eric Metaxas Show are brought to you in part by Michelle Obama 2024 and Salem Now. Hey there, folks. As promised, we're going to talk right now to my guest, who's the director of a film about Michelle Obama. I just want to say, Joel Gilbert, welcome to the program. Congratulations on the film. It's available at salemnow.com. Joel Gilbert, what is this film about? Why did you make a film called Michelle Obama 2024?
Thanks for having me. That is the DVD right there. You can live stream or get the DVD on salemnow.com. I've been following Michelle Obama for years, and I couldn't help but notice she was following a pattern exactly the same as her husband Barack did to become president. Barack had a voter registration organization in 1992 when he started in politics called Project Vote. I saw Michelle was mimicking him with her organization called When We All Vote. Of course, Barack was the keynote speaker for John Kerry 2004. The keynote speaker slot is what the Democrats give at these conventions to the person they think will be the nominee at the next convention. And of course, Barack based his candidacy on his political, his personal story. When his book Dreams for My Father, Michelle did the same thing. She wrote a book, best-selling autobiography, Becoming, in 2018. So I followed Michelle Obama as a very political person. And I realized that if no one would look into her background unless I did, because all the biographies, all the media was very reverential. So I said, I'm going to do a deep dive. And I make the case in both this book and film that Michelle is running for president in 2024. She's already running. And I do an actual life history that is completely different than anybody ever knew or ever thought. And when you watch the film, you'll find out about 80% of these things you never knew about Michelle Obama.
Okay, so this is to some extent an expose. And look, correct. I get it. no one has been more treated with kid gloves than Michelle Obama. I mean, she's on the cover of these fashion magazines and all this stuff. And they present her as this just likable, you know, person. And the reality is she and her husband are effectively cultural Marxists. In other words, if you didn't know who they were and you just sort of look at how they govern and who they pick and who with whom they've associated themselves, you know, whether it's the Dornans or whoever, you say these people really do want to fundamentally transform America. They don't like America. And, you know, I'm sorry to say that, but that's a fact. So the film is Michelle Obama 2024. The book is Michelle Obama 2024. Now, everybody will object and say, well, wait a minute. I keep hearing that Michelle Obama hates politics, that she would never do this. What do you say to that?
Well, look, all politicians by definition hate politics, but they love the power. They love having an agenda that they can implement. So that was a ruse the Democrats came up with. Michelle, recall back in 2008, she was so political and so over the top, she was hurting the Obama campaign. It all culminated when she said, for the first time in my life, I'm proud of my country. And that hurt the campaign very bad. So they had to rein her in. And they said, okay, we're going to come up with a different story for you. You hate politics and you just want to be the mom in chief. So they went with that to kind of put her in the background because she was so political. She's actually a better politician than Barack. She's a better speaker. She sounds and comes off more authentic. And she's kind of been hiding in the background under that ruse of she doesn't like politics. But all she does is politics all the time. And as I go into the book, since she was 6 years old, her father went around with her when he was a precinct captain working for the Chicago Democrat Party machine.
That's a big deal right there, what you just said. Yeah. In other words, most people, it's fascinating to me, really, how little we know about some of these people.
Correct.
You know, that what you just said, it's like Nancy Pelosi. I mean, from when kids, they were immersed, deeply, deeply, deeply immersed in politics. It does not get more political than the Democratic, corrupt Chicago political machine. And you're telling me her father was a precinct captain and we don't know that about the woman, right, who was first lady for two terms? That's kind of amazing, actually.
Yeah, 25 years. And he was a precinct captain during the worst years of the voter fraud in the 70s of the Democrat Party machine, working for Mayor Daley. Michelle, as I chronicle in the film and book, she goes on to work for Mayor Daley's son in the planning department. Nobody knew she was assistant planning commissioner under Valerie Jarrett. And she was in charge of this shameful project where they knocked down the homes of a lot of Black residents in Cabrini Green, made 20,000 Blacks homeless, kicked them out of the downtown area so they could give away this land to people like Tony Resco, who built the single family homes. So I chronicle a shameful history of Michelle Obama selling out the Black community, exploiting the Black community on behalf of white Democrat elites that paid her well, including, I go into the patient dumping scheme. People know a little bit about that. 2005-06, she made sure that Black Southsiders could not have access to health care at the University of Chicago Medical Center and dump them at these crappy clinics 5 miles away. So Michelle, to add insult to injury, as a politician, she pretends to be one of these ordinary Black people she spent her life selling out, when in fact her history of what she did in Chicago is very shameful.
Well, I have to make this point. I've made this many times on the program. If you actually care about the Black underclass in the inner cities in America, you would never, ever, ever vote for a Democrat. This is the irony, is that the Democrats have somehow been successful in selling the lie that they care about these people, when the reality is, and this is the history of the Democratic Party going back to when they were the pro-slavery party in the 19th century. Obviously, Lincoln rose up, first Republican to stand against them. All through their history, they really have been the actual racists, but they have, principally because of Lyndon Johnson in 65, they've been able to sell themselves as the party that cares for the poor people, that cares for the people of color in the inner cities. And you're telling me, again, that we have tons of evidence that the opposite is the case. It's kind of amazing. I'm sorry that most Americans don't know this, but we need to know this.
Yeah, well, what they've developed really since the 80s is the very racist idea that if they put as a front man someone who looks like them, another Black person, that Black people will assume that the Black person on the Democrat Party ticket would have their interests and have their back. It's always proven the opposite. Barack Obama did nothing for minorities, Black people. He had to invoke race and drum up the Trayvon Martin thing in 2012 because Blacks were even then not on board to vote for Obama again. So this is the concept that they pushed is let's get someone who's a front man. And that's what Michelle Obama did for the University of Chicago Medical Center. They hired her to keep Blacks out of the emergency room because some of them didn't have insurance. The mayor of Chicago, the white elites, hired Michelle Obama to knock down the projects and get rid of all the Black people, kick them out of their homes to give away the land to developers like Tony Resco. A white person could not do that job. So they hire someone like Michelle Obama, who went to Harvard and knows whose team she's on, to work on their behalf. So when you see Michelle chronically citing these phony stories about racism and suffering from discrimination her whole life, you got to take it with a grain of salt, because I show in the film and movie some of her stories, like the one she's been telling for 15 years about having been racially profiled by her high school counselor about going to Princeton. Turns out it was a church-going Baptist Black lady who was an assistant principal. So Michelle chronically manipulates Black voters with these stories of discrimination to try to get ahead. And I think this film and book expose her for what she really is.
Well, I just have to ask you again, folks, the film is called Michelle Obama 2024. I have to say it's chilling. If you go to salemnow.com, you can get it. Michelle Obama 2024. And of course, there's a book. Joel, we'll keep you over into the next segment. But you, what is your story? In other words, how did you come to be doing what you're doing?
I'm pretty well known for 10 years ago now. I made a film about Obama's background, Barack's background, called Dreams from My Real Father. And I put together a mountain of evidence that the guy that raised Obama in Hawaii, Frank Marshall Davis, who was a Soviet agent during the Cold War and Communist Party USA member, one of the original Black Bolsheviks out of Chicago, that was Obama's mentor, that I made the case that was likely his biological father as well. He looked just like him. And showed how his ideology mirrored Frank Marshall Davis. So pretty well known for that film. I made a film called There's No Place Like Utopia, 2014, showing how the Democrat Party politics that have been in control of all these major American cities for 50, 60 years, that no one's been progressing under progressivism. They've all been regressing. So I've been making political documentaries for some time, and you know, this is kind of the culmination of watching the Obamas for 10 years.
Right. And of course, I am familiar with the Frank Marshall story. I didn't know that was you. Folks, very excited to continue talking to Joel Gilbert. The film is Michelle Obama 2024. Michelle Obama 2024. Wow. Important stuff. We'll be right back with Joel Gilbert. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the three-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Joel Gilbert, who is the author and the filmmaker behind Michelle Obama 2024. You can get it at salemnow.com, salemnow.com. Joel Gilbert, this is very important stuff. You just talked about the Marxist roots. I mean, people need to understand. And it's, as Americans, I think we tend to be naive or innocent. We don't want to believe that our leaders could be doing evil, real evil. That they could be doing anything necessary to destroy America. We don't want to think, but those are the facts. If you dare to look at the facts of Barack Obama's life and of now Michelle Obama's life, you see, you know, it's not a pattern. That's putting it mildly. You see fact upon fact upon fact. It's horrific. And to not know it, to not talk about it, to not tell others about it, you're participating in the destruction of America, which is why I want people to see Michelle Obama 2024, salemnow.com. Joel, talk about her radical roots with, what's her name, Dorn in Chicago. I mean, Sean Hannity, to give him credit, when Obama was running, the first time he was trying to get this information out about how radical, how unbelievably radical Barack Obama was, people didn't want to hear it. They, oh, we're going to have our first Black president. This is going to be wonderful. So talk about Michelle and her roots, Marxist roots.
Yeah, thanks. Look, people don't know a lot about Michelle, as we talked about earlier, because the media was just so reverential to her. Six biographies written about her. No one really looked into her background at all. So I looked in quite a bit. I talked to three of her boyfriends, her mother, aunts, uncles, coworkers, classmates, professors, and I got a real picture. And Michelle was very close friends with the head of the Weather Underground, Bernadine Dorn. We talked about how Bill Ayers was close to Michelle, but Michelle's was close to Bill Ayers' wife, Bernadine Dorn. She was really the brains behind the Weather Underground. She had been accused credibly of personally planting a bomb that killed police officer Brian McDonough in San Francisco, late 60s. And Michelle worked with her for 3 years at Sidley and Austin Law Firm when she first came to Chicago back from Harvard Law School. And Michelle used to go and have dinner with them every week. Her and Barack would go have dinner at the Ayers house for years, once a week. And these were committed radicals and communists. Don't forget, this is the couple that raised Chesa Boudin, adopted him once his parents were put in jail for murdering people. And I believe the Obamas were equally as radicalized by Ayers and Dorn. Michelle brought in Bernadine Dorn to be her first guest lecturer at an organization called Public Allies. This was a community organizing group. Michelle was a community organizer for 3 years. She brings in Bernadine Dorn as her guest lecturer. And I go into this thing called the politics of fear. This is Bernadine Dorn's rap since the late 60s. And what you see in the 2008 campaign trail, I actually show the video side by side. You see Michelle mimicking Bernadine Dorn's politics of fear nonsense. And I think the influence of Bernadine Dorn on Michelle cannot be overstated. So the Obamas cozied up to every radical they could find in Chicago, whether it was Jeremiah Wright, Bill Ayers, Khalid Rashidi, Farrakhan, you name it. They come from a very radical background and they want power. And that's why it's so important, I think, that people see this film, because as I say in this little slogan, only the truth can stop her. The truth can stop Michelle, because once people understand how she especially exploited the Black community her whole life, I don't think she can survive the truth about her history. She can only survive if she can keep this story going about how she likes to help people. And in fact, her history is the very opposite.
Well, I just want to say, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to understand where we are in America today. We're at the edge of the abyss. We have committed Marxists who've been working for decades. They've been able to be underground effectively. And now they're, you know, running for political office and smiling and pretending, you know, to care about the poor and so on and so forth. If you want to know what Marxism does to the poor, you know, ask people in the former Soviet Union. It is absolutely the most crushing way to deal with people. And it always presents itself as the friend of the people. This is, it's vital that we understand this. And I'm just thrilled that you have put this together, because when you talk about really digging into this, we've got to understand, folks, that the media typically, it just doesn't dig. It just doesn't tell us the truth. It happened with Barack Obama when he ran, and now it's happened again with Michelle and with others. It is astonishing. The names that you mentioned, they're as radical anti-American as it gets. They are firmly committed to destroying the America that most of us know and love. They don't want to make it better. They want to fundamentally transform it. So this is a Joel Gilbert film, folks, Michelle Obama 2024, salemnow.com. And there's a website, isn't there, Joel?
Yeah, you can go to michelleobama24.com.
24, and, not 2024. Michelleobama24.com.
24 is the website. That'll link you up to Salem Now. You can live stream or buy the DVD. Also get the book on Amazon. And you see a lot of photos and background. You just never knew. People see the film. I just showed it at the National Press Club on Monday. We had a lot of people from D.C., just regular folks, said, wow, I just wanted to come see the movie. They said 80% of this, I had no idea. So you're going to learn a whole lot.
Well, Joel, if you're back in New York, sorry to miss you, but we would love to have you in the studio to talk more. Ladies and gentlemen, this is very important information. It will be on the test. You're responsible for this information. If you're an American, you need to care about this stuff. So this is, you can find it at salemnow.com, salemnow.com. Joel, God bless you. Thanks for what you do.
Thanks for having me today.
Love lost such a cause. Give me things that don't get lost. Like a coin that won't get tossed. Rolling home.
Hey there, folks. Eric Metaxas here. As you know, our friend, and he's a real friend, Mike Lindell, has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their life. But he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. My Slippers, they're unbelievable. I know all about them. But I got to tell you, for a limited time, you will save $90 on each pair of My Slippers. They're expensive. You can save $90. This blowout sale of the year won't last. Order now. He's taken over 2 years to develop them. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and out all day long, made with My Pillow Foam and Impact Gel to help prevent fatigue, made with quality leather suede. Call 1-800-978-3057. Use the promo code ERIC or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listeners square and use promo code ERIC. The offer will not last long, so order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-3057. 800-978-3057. Hey there, folks. I'm talking to Pete and Seth Talbot. Remember them? They're my friends, and they are the Talbot Group. Okay, we're doing a series of business questions where I ask this kind of a classic question, and you guys answer. All right, so the question has to do with five-year business plans. What do we think of five-year business plans?
I think it's appropriate for me to answer that question first.
Okay.
And then let him take it from there, because I'm old school. We talk about this. If you go to our website, talbotgroup.com, you'll see that we are a combination of old school and new school. And quite frankly, and I'm glad this is true, you need both. You need both. But in the old school model, I grew up with businesses developing five-year, even 10-year business plans. And certainly 5 years and 3 years and 2 and 1 year. Well, if you're building, if you develop a five-year business plan and stick to it, you're almost guaranteed to lose, to fail.
Toyota said that they have a 100-year business plan. I remember that being a thing that they were very proud of, having a 100-year business plan.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, and they're in serious trouble with
yeah.
And it's not that surprising that they're as far behind in innovation and developing in the future with new cars. So, but
so when you is the point that 5 years
is too long?
Way too long.
It's too long because things are changing so much that by the time you get to 3, you're already.
Yes. In fact, 1 year business plans are great.
Yeah.
But if you don't have your finger on the pulse of your business, your website, your conversion, your retention, all these, if you don't, the economy is changing, marketing strategies are changing, technology is changing. You have to have your finger on the pulse, making changes.
Yeah, I would say that there's a difference between having a 1, 2, 3, 5 year business plan and knowing what your key performance indicators. So in business, those are the key metrics, so KPIs. Mm-hmm. Your KPIs, keeping those as your primary targets, may not change throughout 10 years, meaning you know new customers, retention, lifetime value of a customer, how long they stay with you, the margin off of that, your cost of goods sold. So how much does it cost to deliver the product or service you're delivering? Keeping your eyes on those and having targets for that, that makes sense. But one of the things that I'm always stunned by is that because the idea of having these really sophisticated, fully vetted 20-page business plans is kind of an older school way of looking at it, you run into this kind of almost like a generational disconnect where these older business owners feel like without having that, they don't have a legitimate business. When in reality, as you're developing new products or services, or if you're taking an existing product or service and you're trying to make it work, there's going to be some decision forks that come up of if this works, then what do you do?
Right.
Well, how do you create all the different variation spinoffs? You don't. Now, having targets of what you're trying to get to makes a lot of sense, saying we want to try to get to X amount of revenue, or we want our cost of goods sold to get under a certain amount, which means we have to get to a certain volume. Because a lot of times you can't deliver your, if it's a physical good or whatever, you can't get your cost down until you hit way bigger numbers.
Right.
So keeping precise vision and obsessive focus on those is consistent. But there's so much responding to what's working and what's not
so
that has to happen.
It sounds like what you're saying is that the standard 5-year business plan can be unnecessarily limiting.
Yes, because you're never going to think of all the different variations. I mean, if you're doing, which you should in any business, do a variety of A-B testing to figure out if this offer works better,
right,
if this incentive to stay subscribed or to stay as an active customer works better, how does that not immediately change your business plan? Because it has to. Because if you found that, again, you heard me say that founders usually start a company because they're in love with A, B, and C. And if they found some traction, customers often just only care about C, D, and E. And you don't even know the D and E exists. Well, when you discover D and E, trust me, that should impact your business plan and what you're attacking. And a lot of times, business owners don't know how to do that because what got them here won't get them there. And because they've found that A, B, and C worked, they're convinced that A and B are also what's part of the value proposition that someone cares about. And so, again, once you realize that no one cares about A and B, doesn't mean you change your values, doesn't mean you change why you care about the business, and that may be an internal culture thing. See, a lot of times companies blend their internal ethics of why they're there versus, and they map that to why the customers are going to buy their product.
It's kind of, I think of it as the standard head versus heart thing. Like you've got this passion, and that's good, but it can eventually cloud your judgment.
It always does.
Always.
And
always.
It always clouds your judgment. And that can be the thing that drives your corporate culture.
Yeah.
That could be the glue of your culture,
right,
are the, you know, the things that got you there that made you so passionate about this, a concern for a specific thing like that got you passionate. A lot of times business owners started something on their own because they were ticked off. A lot of innovation comes from someone being in a vertical for a while and saying, enough is enough. Why didn't somebody do this? And so there's that sort of passion behind it. That's the glue in a culture. But that doesn't mean that your customers care about the things that you went through that made you want to start the business. And so being able to say, okay, what are the things that got you here? You deconstruct it and then say, let's move this forward. Once you start testing those things, it may mean that you de-emphasize A in this situation. And owners sometimes really choke on that.
It takes a little humility, let's be honest. I mean, you're talking about Proverbs all the time. It takes humility to look at a situation honestly that way and to think, well,
to say,
maybe
I may,
what got me here is no longer going to work. Am I okay with that? And why wouldn't I be?
And especially for older business owners, they get into a rut, they get into tradition, and it's hard for them to make the change. I got lucky because my son is gifted in these areas as part of the new thinking, new business principles. And so new school, old school, we love to help businesses that are struggling and developing a business plan that is a little more flexible, a little more agile.
Agile is the right word.
Agile. Okay.
Word of the day.
So I want to tell people they can go to talbotgroup.com.
You have
a video there. They can watch Talbot, T-A-L-B-O-T-T, group.com to find out more. Or you don't mind if they call you?
Dude, call me and I'll call them back.
866-TALBOT.
We'd love to talk.
866-TALBOT.
Got it.
All right. Thank you. Folks, you've been listening to the Eric Metaxas Show. Wait a minute. You are listening to the Eric Metaxas Show. Albin.
Yes.
I think I've shared this with you earlier in the program. I'm in Las Vegas. I don't like Las Vegas, but there's some interesting things going on here today. I am doing a lot of interviews and things. I'm doing a debate tonight. It's airing on FoxNation.com Live. This is Freedom Fest. I'm debating Michael Shermer tonight at, I guess it'll be 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. So I'm in Las Vegas. It'll be 5:30 p.m. Las Vegas time. But I ask people for their prayers on that because, you know, I don't like to debate. I want to have an amicable conversation, but it's important. I also want to say that we posted the Socrates in the City video up. If you're not on the Socrates in the City list or on the ericmetaxas.com list, good luck. But it's the one we did with Apollo 16 astronaut Charlie Duke, one of the most magical evenings of my life. You were there, Albin. It was he was so charming, and he quoted do you remember when he recited parts of Dr. Seuss's book On Beyond Zebra? It was so touching. It was so beautiful. He's such a sweet man. So if you haven't had a chance to go to check it out, we finally, you know, we put it up, and you should get it if you're subscribed to ericmetaxas.com.
Yeah.
We should mention before we go two things. Remember that if you go to salemnow.com, there's all kinds of stuff there. I want to remind people there's a lot of stuff at salemnow.com. If you go there, obviously 2,000 Mules, many people still haven't seen it, which gives me hope that there are still people that when you see it, the penny's going to drop and you're going to go, wow, I didn't know. I need to get activated. I need to get serious about preserving liberty in America, because where we are right now is a bad place. So 2000 Mules is there. Obviously, this new film that is coming out, we just spoke about it, about Michelle Obama, 2024, The Matter of Life, on the issue of the unborn, Roe v. Wade, The Matter of Life is at salemnow.com. We've been recommending that for quite a while. It's a hot issue. It's always a hot issue, but suddenly we're living in a time when it's a particularly hot issue. So acquaint yourself with that at salemnow.com.
Alvin.com. And Alvin, I also, if you don't mind my mentioning it, our two sponsors, our main sponsors on this program are Mike Lindell and, of course, Nutramedics. So, Mike Lindell, if you go to MyPillow.com, please use the code ERIC. Everything there is fantastic. I mean, you know this. Yeah. Towels, the sheets, the pillows, the slippers, everything. Huge discounts if you use the code ERIC. And I also want to say mystore.com. People say, how can I get your books? Go to mystore.com. Use the code ERIC. Most of my books are at mystore.com if you use the code ERIC. And then finally, we should say Nutramedics has said that for this month only, which is to say the month of July, everything in Nutramedics.com, not just a couple of products like last month, everything there is 30% off. Nutramedics.com. It's some of the finest stuff. I use it every day. I talk to, you know, doctors in Manhattan said, oh, that's a great company, Nutramedics.com. So nutraceutical. So whatever you take, vitamin D, melatonin, stevia, all of that stuff, why not support a company that gives 50% of their profits to missions, to things that we believe in? Spend your money wisely, folks. So go to Nutramedics.com. If you use the code ERIC this month only, it's 30% off this month only. Check it out. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.